Once I was so small, I could barely see over the top of the back seat of the black Cadillac my father bought with his Indian oil money. He polished and tuned his car daily. I wanted to see everything. This was around the time I acquired language, when something happened that changed my relationship to the spin of the world. It changed even the way I looked at the sun. This suspended integer of time probably escaped ordinary notice in my parents' universe, which informed most of my vision in the ordinary world. They were still omnipresent gods. We were driving somewhere in Tulsa, which is the northern border of the Creek Nation. I don't know where we were going or where we had been, but I knew the sun was boiling the asphalt. The car windows were open for any breeze. As I stood on tiptoes on the floorboard behind my father, a handsome god who smelled of Old Spice, whose slick black hair was always impeccably groomed, his clothes perfectly creased and ironed. The radio was on. Even then, I loved the radio, jukeboxes, or any magic thing containing music. I wonder what signaled this moment, a loop of time that at first glance could be any place in time. I became acutely aware of the line the jazz trumpeter was playing, a sound I later associated with Miles Davis. I didn't know the words jazz or trumpet. I don't know how to say it with what words or sounds, but in that confluence of hot southern afternoon and the breeze of aftershave and humidity, I followed that sound to the beginning, to the birth of sound. I was suspended in whirling stars. I grieved my parents' failings, my own life, which I saw stretched the length of that rhapsody. My rite of passage into the world of humanity occurred then through jazz. The music was a startling bridge between familiar and strange worlds. I heard stomp dance shells singing. I saw suits, satin, fine hats. I heard workers singing in the fields. I heard a mother singing to her baby. It was a way to speak beyond the confines of ordinary language. I still hear it.